Pleasure and Savagery, by Tracy A. Hanna. Chapter 4, Debauchery 101, Part 3. Neither one of us had the gumption to answer the other's question. We sat there, ruminating in our own personal truths, knowing, hoping, self-preserving. We both knew how we felt about each other. We both hoped our feelings were reciprocated. Alas, we both were too stupid to admit anything in that moment for fear of being rejected. It was more than just an assumption, the truth was written all over us and in every interaction we had shared over the years, and yet we sat quietly, stewing in our shared ardor, a habit we had obligated ourselves to for years. Our stalemate turned into a night of drinking and playing pool. We chose to go out to the local pool hall, instead of ruining our friendship with a romantic relationship and all of the drama and mistrust that comes along with knowing a little too much about each other. I know I could forgive Charles anything, however, I do not want to have to face the being hurt by him. Him being careless with my feelings, with my heart, I fear, would cut too deep. No matter how much joy I know we would share, potential misery is what kept and keeps me from opening that door. Alas, I do not know what keeps him from telling me how he really feels and what he truly wants. Eight ball, corner pocket, I said saucily as I leaned across the pool table and to aim. Just as I took my shot, Charles ran his hand up my inner thigh. I hit the white ball way too hard. It went careening into the air, missing the eight ball altogether, and struck the wall. I tossed my stick on the table, totally infuriated. "You cheated," I yelled. Charles laughed and gathered me into his arms. He kissed my face over and over again until I began to laugh too. He picked me up and carried me back to our table, smiling into my eyes all the way. I could not help but to return his elation. I'm always happy in his arms. Although I had no idea what he was thinking or what the hell was going to happen next, I went with it, as I had always done. "I was not about to let your little bitty competitive sexy ass beat me at pool," Charles said as we sat in the book across from each other. "Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater," I teased. "I don't know why I come out with you tonight, Charles." "Free drinks," he snarked. "Let's get a waitress over here then," I replied as I waved over a server. Charles and I played like naughty children, teasing and taunting one another. I cannot say how many times I swatted him in just the few minutes it took for our drinks to be served. We laughed together as we relived the highlights of Sebastian's party. "Tara, you had men trying to get your attention all night long," Charles said. "No, they were not, Charles. They were trying to dodge you all night long. Men love you way too much. Little Miss Popularity, always the life of the party," Charles half-joked. "Funny thing is, Tara, all Charles wanted to do was steal your thunder. But his date loved me too, ha ha ha. Instead of giving me grief, or bring me down a peg, Philip brought me a $10,000 deposit on a $30,000 party." We high-fived across the table before I asked, "How did you get Sebastian to go along with the plan?" Please check back, this episode will be extended.